Hello, welcome to an edition of the Hick Chick Chat. This time we head to the World Dairy Expo. Yes, that's right, the World Dairy Expo, where this year they had brand new state-of-the-art pavilions that were all the talk for all the exhibitors, and our friends at New Holland were the ones that actually had a grand opening this year for their new pavilion for exhibitors and for the show stock as well. Jamie Johansson, one of my colleagues here with Ag Wired and Precision Pains and part of the ZimCom team, she was at the World Dairy Expo. Let's listen into her conversation with Abe Hughes from New Holland.
I am here at the 2014 World Dairy Expo and the legendary Abe Hughes, New Holland Agriculture. And we have an exciting week with New Holland. Last night we had the Club Blue party, and today we have the grand opening and ribbon cutting for the New Holland pavilions here at the World Dairy Expo. Abe, what an exciting time for everyone here and all the exhibitors to be able to utilize this state-of-the-art facility. First of all, tell us how this opportunity came to be.
Well, it's an exciting and historic day for New Holland, no doubt. We're so excited. We're pinching ourselves that this dream has come true. It all started because we've been exhibitors here at the World Dairy Expo. Dairy is important to New Holland. It's synonymous with New Holland. And the facilities here were getting long in the tooth. They were old. The county, Dane County, who's the owner of the facility, wanted to refurbish them. But they needed to make a partnership with some private industry, and we stepped up to the plate. We thought it was a very good cause to be able to put in some brand new facilities for all of the thousands of exhibitors that come every year, not just for the dairy show, but also for the livestock show, for the horse show. And so we stepped up to the plate. It was an easy decision for us. They're a very competent team here. And we said, look, what we need to do is we need to benefit the next generation of farmers. And so this is really all about investing in our future, younger people who can have new facilities. And it's about the animals as well, so they can get some wonderful treatment while they're here and while people are winning prizes.
Well, as I was chatting with a few people last night, they were talking about, they work here at the Alliant Energy Center, and they were talking about there was not a day that went by that this, the facility and building it went behind schedule, that every day they had a plan of action. It was a cool to get this size of a project done in such a amount of time. So kudos to you and your team and those around here. Tell us about some of the cool things that New Holland has going on here at World Dairy Expo.
Sure. Well, of course, we're here to inaugurate the facility in the corner of the facility. Everybody's going to be able to notice because we're right here at Ground Zero. We've got a beautiful brand new roll belt baler, one of our 460 balers that we've launched this year. We'll have a display area. We've got something set up temporarily right now, but we're going to have a really nice digital display area as well, so people can download and have information sent to them on our equipment, you know, all kinds of specs, etc. But I think really the excitement of everything is what's happening back here in the dairy barns. If you walk up and down the different stalls, you could see people are just so very happy about what they have right now. We're already hearing rave reviews about the air conditioning system, the flow, the way that it's been designed with all of the modern principles. It allows for airflow, positive airflow, which the cows absolutely love, and easy in and out for people to bring in hay, for people to take care of, manure and all of the other kinds of things that you get with this, but all now in a more open setting, and it's a lot more logical. I mean, when you start from scratch, you're able to fix a lot of good things. And right over here to behind me, you could see some touches of the past. You've got a little bit of the old dairy look, the old dairy barn look here. The wood is some of the wood slats from the dairy stalls before, and then you've got the brick below from one of the barns. And so they've tried to maintain a little bit of touch from the past, and I think they did a really nice, tasteful job here.
Well, thank you, Abe. Anything else that you'd like to share, anything coming down the pipeline for New Holland in the next couple of months that our listeners might be excited about?
Well, I mean, the other part of World Dairy, of course, is to have our equipment, and right across the way you have the New Holland tent, and next door we've got all of our new equipment that's on display. We've got our new family of roll belt balers. We've got a large square baler. We have our forage harvester, which is so important in this area of Wisconsin. New tractors, mid-range tractors to pull dairy equipment. You'll see all of our equipment working throughout the Alliant Energy Center because we're the official equipment partner of the Alliant Energy Center. just come by and check out all of the different new things that we have to offer. And one last thing, drink more milk and buy more Baylors.
That's an excellent combination.
Jamie also had a chance to talk with Mark Clark. He's the executive director of the Alliant Energy Center at the World Dairy Expo. And let's hear what he has to say about these brand new state-of-the-art pavilions.
Well, we have just conducted the ribbon cutting for the new pollen pavilions here at the World Dairy Expo. And Mark Clark, the executive director of the Alliant Energy Center, is standing here with me. And we chatted back at the groundbreaking ceremony just 30 weeks ago. Lots of things have happened since then. Take me through through the last 30 weeks in a short amount of time.
Well, everything's been kind of a short amount of time with this project, but again, welcome back. I think it's a little different than last time you and I talked.
Absolutely.
It was a really fun 30 weeks, actually, to be honest with you. There was challenges along the way, but everybody had the common goal of getting done by this event, and they knew the consequences if we weren't done, so it really came together. I'd be lying if I said the last 2 weeks weren't a little bit hectic, but our general contractor, Myron, did an incredible job of getting this project finished on time, and I think the deliverable that anybody that we've talked to so far is completely amazed and impressed, and the building is functioning exactly like we intended to do when we did the design. So we're really happy with that part of it.
Well, as we were here for the reception last night that New Holland sponsored, I had a chance to talk with a few people, and they were just pretty excited with the results and were just in awe with the schedule and the time frame. Take me through a few of the most important specs when it comes to the building. During the press conference, we talked about the airflow and things like that, but what are some key innovative innovations that make this a state-of-the-art building?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing when we went into this, we took the animal safety, animal comfort, and the safety and amenities for the attendees. So those are the highest priorities we had. You know, there's nothing in here that's really state-of-the-art, groundbreaking. It's all the right things were done. And we took into account the footing for the animals. I had to be able to clean the floor myself, the HVAC system, just the width of the aisles and the stalls so people could move around and really move around safely. Because some of these events, there's a lot of strollers, a lot of kids. Like today, there's kids all over the place. We want to make it a really safe environment for animal movement one direction, people movement the other direction. So that's some of the things that we took into account when we were designing it. But obviously, footing is a very, very important thing. And we think we came up with that win-win, not only for the dairy industry, but for the equine industry. I need to be able to clean it to put a flat show in the following week. So the stalling system in here is really neat because I can completely remove this whole facility and put another type show in literally within a couple of days. So those are the things that we really took into account when we were really building it.
Well, beyond World Dairy, you talked about other shows. Since this has this project has taken shape and now finished, what other events and activities are you hoping to get in here?
Well, that's the really neat thing is we were hoping that, you know, if you build it, they will come. And that really philosophy did come true. We have a lot of equine shows, a lot of dairy shows, beef shows that have already signed contracts. One of our biggest problems right now is trying to find weekends for some of the events that are calling us that want to come in, and there just aren't enough weekends on the calendar between April and November. But it's the responses from the livestock industry has been really just outstanding, and we've got some really nice new events contracted even out through 2020 right now.
Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. As always, you can follow along in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Leah Guffey.